It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, November 11th. I'm Patricia Naft. Today is Veterans Day. It's a day to recognize the men and women who serve or who have served in the U.S. military. KVNF's Laura Pomisano visited a unique community-based organization on the Western Slope with a mission to serve veterans and their families.
On Thursday mornings, about 50 veterans meet at the Warrior Resource Center in Montrose. They come here to have a cup of coffee and maybe a donut, but mostly they're here to mingle with others who served in the military. The veterans here span many generations and many wars. Some served during World War II and Korea, others fought in Vietnam and the Middle East. And they represent every branch of the military. David Adams did 3 tours in Iraq. He retired from the Army in 2007 due to a back injury. Adams says he tries to come here every week.
I'm probably one of the youngest veterans in here, but it's fun to sit with them and talk to them and listen to their stories, and you know, they listen to my stories too.
After the coffee, Adams sticks around to use one of the center's other free programs.
I like to come and go to the group therapy sessions, and we talk about a lot of things, that more personal stuff that, you know, if you don't want to talk about it while you're drinking coffee with the guys, you don't have to. You know, you can go in there and express your feelings in there and get a little more deeper with an actual social worker that comes down and helps us.
Adam suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder.
The group therapy that we do really helps me with the PTSD, and it helps me to come in and talk with other vets that have PTSD also, and we can share our problems, and we come to find out, you know, hey, we're not all that different. We have a lot of the same problems, even though there's such an age gap between me and the others.
Arlene Bercier served in the Army and Air Force, but she's new to the Warrior Resource Center. Bercier recently moved to the area from Phoenix and wants to get to know fellow veterans.
The connections that I'm making are giving me the opportunity to not only get to know Montrose better, but to get a better feel of the community that I'm now living in. And I think feel better about being here and not be so isolated.
Bercier also plans on taking advantage of some of the center's other resources.
I just only been here a couple months and I need a job. So I've looked through their little folder and got some ideas and places to put applications in. I will be working with them to help me put together some different resumes.
The Warrior Resource Center is part of Welcome Home Montrose. Welcome Home Montrose calls itself the first privately funded nonprofit in the country to offer these services to veterans and their families. Emily Smith is the center's executive director. Her husband is in the Army, and he served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And in addition to running the place, Smith uses some of its services. She meets with other veteran spouses to talk about how tough military marriages can be.
I mean, I think every marriage is difficult. There's ups and downs when any two people try to share everything in life. And with veterans, they came home very different than how they left.
Smith says she finds security and strength in talking to fellow military spouses.
I have a place that I can go and ask questions. I have a place that I can go if I need to cry. I have amazing women that are so strong, and I'm grateful to be able to be a part of it.
Although it's been open only 2 years, Welcome Home Montrose currently serves about 700 registered veterans. Smith and an assistant are the center's only employees. Most of the programs are run by volunteers. David Adams, the young Iraq War veteran, says he feels fortunate to have the center in his community.
It means a lot to me in the fact that this is a volunteer program pretty much, and that they're here to help us as veterans. That's what they're here for, is veterans.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The battle over a chicken farm in Delta County is not quite over. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
A state appeals court recently overturned a decision to shutter the chicken facilities, but the plaintiffs aren't done fighting. This is one of them, a Delta resident and neighbor to a proposed chicken farm, Travis Jardin.
Well, at the present moment, we have already filed a petition for rehearing with the Colorado Court of Appeals. We feel that their decision was flawed on a number of legal points, and so we have, in fact, asked them to rehear the case. If that is denied, then it is highly likely that we will file a petition or writ with the Colorado Supreme Court to hear the case. That's where we stand right now. We had 14 days after the original decision from the Court of Appeals to file the petition for rehearing. That was filed by the deadline, and so we're just in the holding pattern right now, waiting to hear if they will deny or accept our petition.
Jarden says they'll probably wait months to hear a response, and so for now, they're just preparing.
We know the direction of our arguments that we'll pursue either way if we're given the opportunity. And hopefully that opportunity will start with the Court of Appeals. But if not, then we're hopeful that we can raise the legal issues necessary to convince the Supreme Court to take the case.
The case is now over 3 years old. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The weather is looking more and more like winter. This is Matthew Alexa, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction.
Currently, we have a cold front that is pushing southward. It's located around, kind of around the I-70 corridor, a little bit south of there, and it's making its way south. And this is going to be controlling our weather basically over the next few days into the coming weekend. But this cold front that started this morning and is progressing southward has produced periods of moderate to heavy snow at the higher elevations and some of the valley locations, including Avon to Vail Pass on I-70, which has been closed due to multiple accidents and adverse conditions with the snowfall. And we had rain below that, a little bit of rain here in the Grand Valley, but not much, as a few sprinkles. But this cold front's quickly moving to the south and moving out of our area as we're starting to get some clearing from the west and from the northwest.
He says the KVNF listening area dodged a bullet somewhat with this new cold front.
Mainly the impacts are going to be seen in the northern sections of Colorado, northwest Colorado, northeast Utah, and then all down the Front Range. We're expecting overnight temperatures in the single digits in many locations, including Meeker, Craig, Steamboat area, about in the teens for the overnight low temperatures. But it looks like anywhere south of the Book Cliffs, you know, we'll be staying milder than that, you know, in the mid-20s, but still cold for this time of year.
I-70 was closed due to an accident, but it's now open. Matt says that it may be snowing in the valleys by Thanksgiving. KVNF is recommitting itself to IC Change and thealmanac.org. If you notice something different about our changing climate, check out the website and log your observations and questions. Check it out and tell us what you see. Up next, Ashley, with the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.